Chapter 27. Faith. Hiding at the edge of the tunnel outflow, Dagon gave the signal to advance. Vogel went in first, knife drawn, as he closed on his prey. The earlier battle had hit the loyalists hard, and there were fewer warriors than he had expected. Pity, it would mean fewer souls to offer up to the Pantheon. Perhaps he would offer up Narek's soul too, if he got in Vogel's way again. There were four of them, all salamanders, sitting together with their cloaks wrapped protectively around their bodies. One, a tech marine, judging by his armor and trappings, was talking to the others. They must be discussing tactics. Two more were laid out under a tarpaulin, and squatting next to them, also huddled in drake hide, was the human the word-bearers were looking for. Heavy acid rain was fouling the Auspex, but the Blademaster didn't need his scanners to tell him the four legionaries, with their backs to the tunnel, were soon to be dead men. Foolish to leave the human so lightly guarded, but then Vogel knew the loyalists had taken a hammering at the manufactory. He doubted there were many more left. He smiled, showing two rows of pointed teeth he had filed down himself, and remembered how the Dark Apostle's warpcraft had revealed their enemies to him. The tunnels could have led to any one of 50 or more outflows. Vogel was certain the loyalists would not be expecting an attack so soon. Unsheathing a second blade, he crept quietly into the open, his footfalls masked by the rain. His fellow assassins were right behind him, but Vogel didn't need them. He was going to kill all of these weaklings by himself. Numion clung to the side of the cliff, beneath the cascading overflow. Glancing to the right, he saw Leodrak with his gauntleted fingers dug into the man-made rock face. On the left was Dakar Rai, also clinging on. Three of their brothers were hiding on the opposite side of the gushing falls, obscured by the water. Kagosi and three more were submerged beneath the sink itself. Numion was blind to whatever was happening above. All he could hear was the roar of the water as it battered him and tunked loudly against his armor. Even through his helmet respirator, the air was foul and dank. "Soon," he told himself. It was all up to Shenra now. All Numion and the others had to do was honor his sacrifice. Vogel had a hunter's stealth, but a maniac's urgency. The latter tended to undermine the former, which was why Narek had only wanted him in his squad when he needed killers and could trust less to subterfuge. Had he been allowed to do this with Dagon and possibly Melek, Narek would have gone about it differently. Something about the scene before him, the quiet, comradely conversation, the huddled figure of the stock-still human, gave him pause. He could have given voice to it. He could have suggested caution, but instead he let Dagon give the all-clear to attack. After that, Vogel had rushed out to be first. Narek was content to let him and followed on behind with Dagon, Melek, and Sask. Elias was amongst the vanguard too, the rest of the word-bearers waiting in the tunnel if needed. Narek kept the Dark Apostle behind him, irritated that Elias had insisted on joining the kill squad. Fear of Erebus and a loss of status among the 17th was a compelling motivator, it seemed. Vogel had almost reached the tech marine when Narek received a horrible premonition. His concerns, abstract at first, became reality, and his warning could not then remain unspoken. "Their eyes!" he hissed urgently over the vox to Dagon.
"What of them?" "Look!"
The three salamanders sitting and listening to the tech marine had dead retinal lenses. Their eyes, normally burning, should have cast a faint light through them. It meant the eyes were not the only things that were dead, and that in turn meant Narek stood up and shouted, "Vogel, no!" Too late. The bladesman plunged his dagger into the Tech Marine's back. It was a killing stroke, punched right through the legionary's primary heart. Vogel wrenched out the blade. It was covered in blood. He was about to slay another when the dull thud of an object hitting the wooden deck drew his eyes downwards. Blinking red and incendiary rolled from the Tech Marine's open gauntlet. There was a smile etched on Shenra's lifeless face as he released the dead man's trigger. The explosion immolated Vogel and threw the others off their feet. Fire swept across the jetty, igniting a chain of grenades dug into and around the tunnel entrance. They cooked off in seconds, releasing a secondary explosion and effectively sealing off the outflow behind a ton of debris. Smashed back towards the entrance and then away from it as the second blast hit, Narek was on the ground, stunned but alive. He dragged Elias down with him as he sought to keep the Dark Apostle from harm. Hate him he might, but he still had his duty to perform. Peering through smoke and fire, the huntsman saw four legionaries emerging from the sink with bolters raised. He threw his knife in the neck of one before the salamander had a chance to fire. Dagon had his rifle up, preparing to execute a second ambusher, when a shot whined out from a distance and struck right through the side of his head. The sniper was dead before he hit the jetty. Bolt rounds from the submerged legionaries ripped Melek apart, the word-bearer with his pistol only half-drawn. Prone, almost underneath Narek, Elias fired off a burst and clipped one of the emerging legionaries, who had now drawn blades and were charging through the water. Narek suspected they were low on or even out of ammunition, as a concentrated fusillade would have ended the fight quickly. He wondered what the loyalists might be saving their rounds for. Six more had just hauled themselves over the edge of the outflow basin. One advanced ahead of the rest. He was a salamander. A centurion. A quick head count made the odds fairly even, but of the many in the tunnel, only a few had got out before the blast hit and sealed in the rest. The loyalists also had a plan and the advantage of surprise. Elias was on his feet. He fired off a snapshot that took the salamander officer in the shoulder. He staggered but kept on coming, swinging a hefty-looking glaive.